it has been a huge week, and quite frankly, I think I can speak for most people when I say we are glad to see the budget week behind us. But here to remind us what we missed in amongst all the budget nightmare, Jeff Field is in with the weekly wrap. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. There were actually plenty of other things that happened this week, apart from the budget and Brunei and all those other things. But let's go way back to Monday.
All the way
now.
Back.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian's cabinet was sworn in. She promised that she'd be more compassionate and have a strong emphasis on social change. Labor says it's a green light for developers. So there we go. The NRMA has called for a ban on all new petrol and diesel cars by 2013. The insurance giant has said that Australia is lagging behind other nations in their push for environmentally friendly vehicles, with the UK and France set to phase out the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 2040.
2040?
Also, yep.
Oh, that's only 20 years away.
Not long.
No.
So get your act together, Australia. Also on Monday, experts were calling for greater action on climate change following a staggering report from the World Meteorological Organization. The report revealed greenhouse gas emissions have risen to unprecedented levels, and the consequences of climate change are directly impacting a growing number of people. The report also showed sea levels are still on the rise, with the oceans becoming warmer and increasingly acidic, that could destroy entire ecosystems. Sadly, I'm not surprised by that report.
No.
And I say sadly, genuinely, that I'm...
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
No, and that is, like you said, disappointed but not surprised.
Yeah. Let's see. A man who was sexually abused as a child has stood on the steps of Parliament to call for an overhaul of the National Redress Scheme. 54-year-old Stephen Bisinella was 8 years old when his school teacher started to molest him and didn't stop for 6 years and almost 500 incidents. So good on him. And that's a particular issue we will keep an eye on here at 2SER, because I feel it's been kind of ignored, like the Royal Commission into aged care.
Yeah, brave
so
guy.
We'll have a look. And Beyonce. Good on
Beyonce. There we are.
She was named Entertainer of the Year at the 50th Annual NAACP Image Awards Ceremony that highlighted works by entertainers and writers of colour. The film Black Panther, which I haven't seen yet, was named Film of the Year. So good on you, Beyonce and Black Panther. Tuesday, two men were found... I sort of launch into Tuesday sounding excited, and
the
then first
it
story
wasn't.
Is two men have been found shot in an inner
right.
Sydney Western unit, with one critical. Emergency services were called to a unit at 5 Duck just before 4 a.m. Unfortunately, two men are still on the run there.
Oh, wow.
An investigation underway after that 18-year-old worker died and a 55-year-old co-worker was left critical after scaffolding collapsed at a worksite in Sydney's northwest. Thankfully, the state government has launched an inquiry into workplace safety. Another investigation was launched into a controversial $423 million contract given to security company Paladin on Manus Islands. That's
yes.
something that really needs to be looked at. British MPs, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Take one, have again failed to agree on proposals for the next steps to Brexit. The Commons voted on four motions for leaving the EU. He says, see, my face is just like, I'm just literally going blank as I'm saying this, including a customs union and a Norway-style arrangement of keeping the UK in the single market, but none gained a majority. That was Tuesday.
I feel like I said this to you on Tuesday, and I am so sorry, but every time you say Brexit at this point, my brain just fills in the next 30 seconds with static.
And to be honest, I think political experts in the UK are having trouble getting their heads around it. I also think Theresa May must wake up in the morning and think, what the hell is going on? Same goes for Jeremy Corbyn. I think anyone, if anyone can come to 2SER and explain Brexit for any of us, we'll give you $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can de-static my brain,
yeah,
I will be much in debt to you, because I'm lost.
Yeah, the $1 million was a joke, by the way. The coral reef at Lord Howe Island, the world's most southern reef, has started to show signs of coral bleaching. The bleaching believed to be the direct result of rising sea temperatures due to climate change. So You know, if you don't believe in climate change, you've just had two stories in one day there. And British pop legend Elton John joined actor George Clooney in calling for a boycott of 9 Brunei-owned hotels over the Sultan's new death penalty laws, which came into effect yesterday. We'll have more to say on that as the week goes on. Wednesday, we were dissecting the 2019 federal budget.
Yes.
Where everyone gets a tax cut. You get a tax cut.
It's
you
like
get
Oprah.
A tax cut. Yeah. Including the rich.
Everybody.
What can you really say about the federal budget that hasn't been said? It's an election budget. It basically, it's handing out a one-off payment to carers, to pensioners, to low-income people. And the next day, actually on Wednesday, they reversed a decision not to allow Newstart people to have the one-off payment.
I was about to say, yeah, because it started off everyone except people on Newstart were going to get this one-off payment, but that did not take long to change.
Yeah. So there we go. I think we've said more than enough about the budget.
Lots of tax, so lots of numbers.
Let's move on. Two more cases of measles were found in Sydney, unvaccinated children. US President Donald Trump has said he wants to wait until after the 2020 election to draft a new healthcare plan. As millions of Americans are left without any care.
That is, you know, it's one thing to see our government now saying we'll wait till after the election to do this. But when the 2020 election's a year away.
And by the way, I feel that that got swamped, that story, because it was budget morning.
Yeah, I actually did. I don't remember that.
No, that is the truth.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I know, you're not shocked. No,
for the second time,
disappointed but not shocked.
Just disappointed but not surprised for the second time.
Also on Wednesday morning, if we looked out the window, we wouldn't have been able to see the other side of the street because there was a massive fog cloud blanketing Sydney. Some amazing photos if you want to go back on the internet and have a look. Did you see Oxford Street?
Yeah, you couldn't see 100 metres down it.
Oh my God, can you imagine some of the drag queens coming out of the clubs at 6 in the morning? And, oh, there's lockouts, but yeah.
Oh yeah, well, of course, obviously, Jeff.
It was an incredible day, and Manly Ferry staff went on strike because of pay and conditions. We're getting there. Thursday. The major parties were jostling yesterday to try and neutralise each other's pre-election promises, with the coalition quickly reversing a funding decision less than 24 hours after the budget was delivered. We mentioned that one, the Newstart one. Of course, Bill Shorten delivered his budget reply speech last night. And without being party political, I'd have to say he did look very confident. Some would say prime ministerial. He did promise free cancer treatment. He did say that, no, I'm not going to go overboard with tax cuts. I want services delivered. I'm not going to give tax cuts to the rich. You'll be hearing more about that right through the morning here on our 2SER news service. Virgin Australia yesterday cancelled its travel agreement with Brunei's national carrier in light of the Southeast Asian's introduction of harsh new religious laws that include the death penalty for gay sex, 100 lashings of the cane for lesbians, amputation for thieves, hefty jail sentences for people found to have abortions. Virgin says it's putting an end to staff travel arrangements after this. We're still waiting to hear from Qantas. And there is a bit of an argument now on social media and elsewhere about whether or not to boycott Brunei-owned hotels, or whether gay people en masse should just go and party there and just say, no, we're not going to take this. It's an interesting... I don't want to spend a cent.
No, and I think as much as the idea of everyone going in there and having a great big Mardi Gras is satisfying on the surface, it's the people who are living there, it would make it, you know, that once you leave, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about this morning, and I have to wonder if this decision doesn't get overturned, which who knows?
It's the Sultan. He's a dictator.
Yeah, who knows if it will or won't? Probably not. Are we going to start seeing people, you know, fleeing? Are we going to start seeing people running, you know, trying to find refugee status? That's the word I'm after. From Brunei, because I think that's a legitimate grounds to you know, that's under threat of the death penalty for being gay. I think that surely would give you a legitimate refugee status.
As a gay person, I think this week I've been through every emotion.
Yeah.
Anger, disbelief, shock, confusion. And now, I have to be honest, without sounding, you know, dramatic, I'm just sad.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
I'm really sad that this is going on in this day and age. Speaking of sad, Independent Senator Fraser Anning was censured by Parliament for his shameful and pathetic comments linking the Christchurch terror attack to Muslim immigration. Let's just leave that one.
Yep.
At least 8 people in New South Wales were admitted to hospital after being poisoned by wild mushrooms.
Oh.
Prompting warnings from authorities. Now, I've heard of magic mushrooms. I don't know if they're different to wild mushrooms.
No, they are.
They are. Okay.
I
shouldn't have said that.
I think they are. I'm pretty sure they are.
Okay. All right. Moving right along. Harriet Rann, very sad story. The daughter of the late former Premier Neville Rann. She pleaded guilty to possession of drugs and stolen goods. Of course, she's only 30 years old. She's already done 2 years jail time for being involved in the murder of a man at Redfern and possessing ice. She's been on rehab. That doesn't seem to have worked out well. She'll be sentenced next week. Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak has gone on trial for his role in a financial scandal that has sent shockwaves around the world. He faces 7 charges of embezzlement in the first of several criminal cases for accusing him of pocketing $681 million from the country's wealth fund.
Oof.
Unbelievable. And let's finish off on something totally unexpected.
All right.
Are you ready to be shocked?
Uh-oh.
Talks between Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn to break the Brexit deadlock have been called constructive. The 2 leaders met and agreed on a program of work to try and find a way forward to put MPs for a vote. And this morning, I came into work to find top story on the BBC. There's been another extension to the Brexit deal.
Static in my brain. Don't.
You've got a really blank look on your face.
I think probably a few weeks ago, I was so confused that I just stopped trying to understand. Yeah. Honestly, in all honesty.
I'm a journalist. I have been a journalist all my life. I have totally lost track of what the hell is going on with Brexit.
Oh, God.
And that is news of the week.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Jeff Field with the weekly wrap. What a week. See, things did happen outside of the budget.